now for those that are not angelic.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Yes. Maybe the reason the goth people are so sad about life. These people. It's why we can't have nice things. Let us start in Turkey. The country, not the bird.
Turkey, Turkey.
And a man that was reported missing. That would be Beyhan Mutlu of Turkey. Had disappeared after a night of drinking.
Drinky.
He had walked off, wandered off into a nearby forest. You know, when in Rome or Turkey. And that then prompted a search party the next day to start looking for him. Unaware that he was the one they were looking for, Mutlu came to his senses, slept it off, and joined the search party.
Oh, that's
trying
nice.
To help him out.
Aww.
Yeah. Just, you know, who are we looking for? We're looking for you.
Oh.
Yes. Witnesses and those involved in the search party, though they were immensely successful because they found the guy, were a bit amazed by the bizarre turn of events. Come on, Mutlu, he's right there.
Dum, 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 dum.
He found himself, as we all are trying to do.
You see all these graduations and fun, and you think, wow, wouldn't it be fun to go back to high school? Well, Anthony Sierra took the idea a little bit too far. You see, he enrolled at Perrysburg High School in Ohio, played on the JV soccer team. He was also on the swim team and did quite well. As he should have done, because he's 24 years old and a Venezuelan immigrant.
That's too bad.
He's now facing charges of forgery and will go to court next week.
And then probably El Salvador.
Dum, 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 dum.
The Chicago Sun-Times, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and several other major city newspapers all put out a syndicated summer reading book list. Fantastic.
Aww.
Yeah. There was great, wonderful books on there, like Chilean-American novelist Isabel Allende and Tidewater Dreams.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Percival Everett's Pulitzer Prize-winning The Rainmakers. That of which neither of those books were ever written by those authors. In fact, on this summer reading list published by numerous newspapers, only 5 of the 15 titles on the list are actually real.
Oh, dear.
To which the Chicago Sun-Times said, sorry about that. We had AI come up and write this feature for us and never fact-checked it as AI made up 10 fake books and suggested people go find them and read them this summer. Now, one of the real ones that was on the list, Ray Bradbury, Dandelion Wine. Ray Bradbury, by the way, coincidentally hated computers. So there you go. He knew.
That Louisiana prison break is the talk of the news circuit, but it's so much more than just dangerous criminals being on the loose. Mm-mm. It is a great way to get rich. Social media users are now taking bets on which one will be caught last. They're using mugshots to analyze their features. Wagers going for up to $100. 99% of all escaped inmates are caught within 6 months.
Yeah. Well, they got the fifth one yesterday. So they got
five
half
down,
of them.
Five to go.
I did see that because we talked about this, that they escaped through the hole that was behind the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
The maintenance worker there at the jail has been arrested for helping.
There's a few people are in big trouble.
On the plus side, a much shorter commute to his job every day.
Dum, 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 dum.
We're making hay.
Eco-friendly.
Let us go to Gulfport, Mississippi. And a woman was recently arrested for holding up a Dollar General store. Because when you really want to make bank, hold up a Dollar General. That's when you're really wanting to win.
Clocking the Benjamins.
Score tens of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jasenia Azell demanded money at gunpoint there at that Dollar General, but got into a scuffle with an employee and then fled with the quote-unquote cash. But then came back to the Dollar General because she had dropped her cell phone in the scuffle. And, police had showed up by them, and they generally arrested her.
Dum, 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 dum.
Now, KB, you may have a snake in the bedroom, but what about the office? I mean, we have found an assortment of different things around here. And a man in Boulder, well, he discovered an footer slithering under his desk. The office manager came on in and removed it. I don't think I see Gina coming in to do that.
Oh, I wouldn't mess with her, though.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Found it curled up behind some boxes, and apparently, I guess, snake wranglers were eventually called onto the scene as well.
For those just joining us, the line, if you're not familiar, maybe out of context seems weird that I have a snake in my bedroom.
It's
not hyperbole.
No, it's a thing.
And then finally, police believe a noted lawyer in Charleston, South Carolina, who was running around in his underwear claiming to be Superman, was, quote, on drugs.
No.
You don't. Dum, 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 dum